The text for this morning's sermon is based on the reading from Romans chapter 13, but its power and the undergirding is really based and comes from the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 21. I reread verse 4 through 7 of the gospel reading and then two verses from the Romans reading. Matthew 21, starting at verse 4, "This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Say to the daughter Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.' The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them." And then verses 11 and 12 from Romans 13 again. "Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What was Jesus showing when he rode into Jerusalem? That was a very specific act that he did, and he directed his disciples to prepare him to do that by finding that donkey and its foal. Matthew notes that there was a prophecy about this. And that prophecy said, "Behold, your king is coming to you." Jesus was showing the people in Jerusalem the king was here. He was coming to them. He was fulfilling this prophecy. It's time to be ready for the king. There's a lot of things in life that tell us we should be ready for this or that. I've been noticing the tires on the Sienna. It's getting a little thin. The warning bars are there. Time to get some new tires. That's a warning. Get prepared. I heard some fellows talking about a week ago saying, "Yeah, are there leaves in that gutter at church?" Yep. It's a sign, it needs to be something was done. And so, thanks for doing that. But there was a sign, there were leaves in the gutter, something has to be done. But there's also a sign that something else is happening too. The leaves are falling, winter is coming. We have signs left and right in our lives. Sometimes they're man-made things like the wear bars and the tire. Sometimes you might get a notice from Discover that, did you really charge this? And you find out probably your number was stolen. A warning from the credit card company. And there's things that God put into this world, like the change of seasons, that we would get ready for winter here in North America. Signs. Jesus writing. That donkey was a sign to the people in Jerusalem. Your king is coming. Do we see the time around us, the signs? It's very evident that a large part of our society and even the world, the true God is not really respected as much anymore. You see that sign. You see the sign that people use the cross in the name of Jesus for all types of things that are not Christian things. you see the signs of wavering faith in so many places. The wear bars and the tires show. We also see wear in our society. Signs that things aren't going according to God's good will and pleasure. A lot of hate and anger around the world. These are signs. Are we seeing them? When we see them, when I see the wear bar on the tires, when we see the leaves in the gutter, when we see the tree is getting diseased, whatever it might be, do we say, oh, well, that doesn't matter, I'll just let it go now? No, the sign is pay attention even more. Do something about it even more. Be alert. Paul wrote the Romans, the Christians in Rome, and said, you can see the signs. You can be alert. This is not the time to sleep. This is not the time to sleep if Christianity is waning, is getting weaker. That's not the time for Christians to be weak. That's the time for Christians to wake up and be strong. Paul told the Christians, for you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. Jesus rode that donkey into Jerusalem, and they knew the time was now. This is the king of prophecy is being fulfilled for us in our lives, whether it's illness or difficulties, or successes, or discouragements. That time is not for faith to get weaker, but to get stronger, to stand up, to be exercised, to pay attention. It's not time to just let the tires go. It's time to change them. It's time to be active. There's different ways in God's commandments and the life he gives us to be active in our faith. Certainly, this kind of all coalesced. Now I've been wanting for years to do something with Luther's, those devotions in Luther for the Busy Man, and now Lutheran Bible College and Seminary has gotten permission to reprint, and they gave us permission to reprint just now. Just in the past weeks, the time is now. The time is to be in God's word in that way. The time is to continue to step up and shine forth the gospel in our families, in our communities. It's not time to lay low, it's time to step up. Being careful, taking precautions that we should try to do, but it's not time to be quiet and gentle. Because we can see people are lost. They're in trouble. They need the gospel. They need to know that King Jesus is riding. And it is arriving. And in our annual Christmas time, that's one thing we recognize. Jesus is here for us. When Paul says to the Romans that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, that word hour can have both a very specific, like now, today, this hour, and it can also be more of a long period of time. You know, it works both ways, doesn't it? There are times when God has to carry us through periods of time, but there are also events which are like this, and we need God now. At this event or that. That word hour covers both. Whether he's carrying us through a difficult period or it's a very specific event, Christians see they need God. And how do we go through this? This caught my attention in verse 12. He says, "The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light," the things of God. Loving one another, being his word, worshiping, carrying out Christianity in whatever aspects of life. And to have that word of God, that armor of God with us at all times. Paul says, this is what you need. Don't you see? It is dark. So you be clothed in God's light. Think about the times in your life, where you are right now, responsibilities you have or need to tend to, and see how God is working in that in your life, both today, kind of in a very short or specific way, but also long term. We Christians, with God's word, are the ones who can see these things. We should not rely on the world, who do not believe God's word, to alert us to times of need. We Christians, by God's word and spirit, see this. We can see it. And so we are alert. And we have the armor of God. And we care for one another and love one another and announce Jesus Christ. That is the time it is. Advent means what? The coming. The coming of Christ. Now, so we are preparing for this Christmas, but we are preparing for him to come. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have awakened us by the power of your Holy Spirit to believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. And now as we have different things going on in our own lives, in the life of our congregation, in the life of our communities and families, we ask you to keep us awake by your word and by your power. Help us to be clothed in your light and grace, so that we may reflect your light to the world. Grace us with your presence now and always. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.